City councilors in Lebanon have passed a controversial ordinance that bans camping and overnight parking on city property. Those found to be in violation could face a fine of $100. Last week's vote came despite concerns from many who say the measure will disproportionately affect the city's homeless population. Reverend Rebecca Gorell is a pastor at Lebanon United Methodist Church. She opposes the ordinance, and I spoke with her after the vote to talk about the issue of homelessness in the Upper Valley. This is a discussion that's been going on in Lebanon for a while now. Can you give us some history of the debate that led up to this vote?
Sure. On this particular ordinance, discussion has been going on within the community for at least 6 months or more, and certainly the development of the ordinance precedes that by a year or two. The ordinance in some form was originally presented at a public hearing in June of this year, and the community turned out in overwhelming opposition to the ordinance, requesting that the city really look at more sustainable ways of addressing the lack of housing. So the city decided not to take action on the ordinance at that time. It was a very similar ordinance to ban camping and overnight parking, but they decided not to act on it at that time and instead to create a task force, which worked over the summer and through the fall to find some housing for folks in a particular encampment that had really come to the attention of the city and to the public. And they did that, and they did that well. But then the task force, as it concluded its work, recommended the ordinance again with some changes to the penalty structure of it, but essentially the same ordinance.
Now you spoke out against that new ordinance. What were your concerns with it, even with the changes?
So I have a couple of concerns about the ordinance. I want to also just kind of frame what I think the problem is that everyone recognizes in the community is the lack of housing, not persons who are themselves homeless. So our housing stock in Lebanon and in our community is at a 1% vacancy and really needs to be at a 4% or more vacancy to have a healthy amount of available housing. And of course, there are intersecting conditions that exist alongside homelessness, mental health concerns, medical concerns and physical disabilities, substance abuse, criminal history. And so our housing capacity does not provide enough options for the folk who are in need of the housing. So my concerns are really two. One is an ethical concern. What does this say about our community? What message do we send if we put up signs everywhere that say no parking, no camping? I just don't think that represents who we are as a community. And it feels to the folk who are without housing like they are being targeted.
And how big of an issue is homelessness in Lebanon? What are you seeing in terms of numbers of folks?
At any given time, we think there's actually a pretty identifiable list of folk within Lebanon and West Lebanon who are without immediate shelter and housing, probably under 30 individuals. It's hard to get the data really clear because, again, we're right on the state line, and so the region sort of functions like its own little ecosystem. But we think if we could increase our housing capacity for about 100 people, not units, but people, individuals, that we would have adequate housing, and we would have a very, very small number of people who become newly homeless and needs assistance to move into sustainable housing. It's a very manageable concern, a very manageable problem.
Now, how would you go about doing that? What would you like to see the city do to be able to kind of facilitate that?
The city is already working with a group of concerned residents and community members to explore options for, again, a number of solutions. So that would include existing buildings that could be repurposed into affordable housing, group living situations, single occupancy dwellings, also minimalist housing, and if there's a place to put things like tiny houses made out of shipping containers or new construction, just to really be creative. This will mean that we want the city to look at zoning regulations, building regulations, thinking about our downtown visioning and planning, which is also underway, and seeing that affordable, available housing is going to need to be part of our vision for what downtown Lebanon includes in order to be a vibrant community.
Now, in the meantime, with these new ideas for this ordinance, police say that they'll give homeless people 48 hours to vacate before they would issue a fine. Does that give you any comfort at all?
Not really. In working with folks who are without housing, 48 hours is not enough time to secure a plan for a long-term solution for housing, or even a short-term solution for housing quite often. And I think 48 hours is usually just enough time to pack up from that site and go find a different place where maybe one won't be discovered. And so my concern is that it would just encourage people to move further into the woods, where I think folk are going to be in more danger as the weather gets colder. However, the ordinance does also include an exception in the cases of an emergency. And the council and the police department have stated that being without housing in the cold of winter especially is an emergency. They stated that verbally, and it's not written into the ordinance. We'd love to see that amendment added more explicitly. But my hope would be that people would use that exception to kind of extend the time period as they are looking for housing.
The New Hampshire chapter of the ACLU objected to this ordinance in Lebanon. They raised questions about whether it would be constitutional or not. Are you hoping to see a legal challenge?
I am. I'm not happy about what that would entail, just in terms of the logistics and the financial implications of that for the community. And I hope we can be focused more on housing solutions. But I do appreciate their concerns about the constitutionality of the ordinance, or any law that targets a group of people for the conditions under which they have to survive. The city does not have adequate housing or emergency resources. And so the ACLU's challenge is that we cannot then make it illegal to do the things that one would need to do in order to survive at this socioeconomic level.
Reverend Rebecca Gorell is pastor at Lebanon United Methodist Church. Thanks again for the time.
Thank you so much.